Can I trouble the men to move a little forward so that the women feel comfortable sitting back there? Jewels in the crown of the Beth Abraham is that Rabbi Schachter makes himself available to us to teach us on Hoshana Rabbah evening, and my great covet to introduce Rabbi Schachter. Rabbi Schachter was one of the great treasures of the American rabbinate, firmly planted both in the Beis HaMedrash as well as in the rigorous academic world. He's a tremendous resource. He's, as we know in our own community, he's also a great model of a grandfather, a father, and of a Zeta. And he is one of the, I would say, shapers of the thinking of the Rabbanim as they are trained in our yeshiva. And his lectures are very much sought after and coveted by the Talmidim. Perhaps more important than all of that is that Rabbi Schachter is one of the great resources for American Rabbanim. He's the go-to person for many a Rav all over America and probably beyond, in terms of advice, insight. He runs Yarchei Kala, where he trains Rabbanim in Drush, in Shiurim, and in counseling. And as we know in our own community, he is one, and I come across this many, many times, that he is one of the great compassionate hearts of our community, to whom many people turn in difficult times, and I hope in happy times as well. And he has held the hand of many, many a family, and Baruch Hashem has been a tower of strength for them. A great covenant for us to hear Rav Schachter this evening. It's a great covenant to welcome Rabbi Wiener, Rabbi Stavsky, who joined us as well, to welcome Rabbi Glasser, now the head of development for REITs and a friend for many years, and he was head of admissions when I came to YU, so I owe Dean Glasser to his debt of covenant. And it's great to welcome you to our community. We're grateful to the Finkelstein family, to Pessy and Jason, for sponsoring this shiur, Lili Nishmas, Chaim Gabriel. And again, it's a great covenant to present to you, Rabbi Schachter.
Brishus Mar Dasra, I want to thank Rabbi Neuberger very much for the introduction. Want to thank Brian Gopin very much for everything that he's done now for a couple of years in a row to arrange for the shiur this evening. And I also want to acknowledge Li'ilui Nishmas Chaim Gavriel Ben Aaron Chanina HaKohen. Tragic loss in our community. I went to be Menachem Avil, the family, and Rabbi Jason told me that normally you talk about the nifter, the nifteres. What could you say with such a little baby, such a small child? Only that this child, in the short time that he had, was Geirim. A lot of chesed and a lot of focus for Masim Tovim in our community. And the shiur this evening, sponsored by the Mishpacha, is further in keeping with that theme, to be able to come together on Leil HaShana Rabbah to learn to be Mekayim Talmud Torah, to do it Lu'ilui Nishmaso, is yet a further example of the chesed and of the mitzvos that were generated by this very, very short life. Tehei Nishmaso Tzura B'Tzuror HaChayim. This is also my annual opportunity to express my personal and our communal Hakaras HaTov to the Mara D'Asra, to Rabbi Neuberger, for what he does for members of my own family and for so many families, to make this shul and this community as strong and powerful as it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Neuberger, should grant you many more years of gesund and good health and strength to be able to be the tower of strength and the tower of Torah and the tower of Psak and the tower of a exemplar of the Mesorah that you are for your own Kehillah and for so many of us. It was brought to my attention that 9 years ago I delivered a shiur here with the same title, Shmeina Psukim Sheba Torah Yachid Korei Elsa. So first of all, a big yashikayach to those who remembered that 9 years ago I gave a shiur by this title. I wonder if they remembered after the title of the shiur. I'm assuming that they did. So I actually invited them to go into the Beis Medrash and learn on their own with the assumption that they already heard the shiur. I would hope that I myself learned something in the last 9 years and may have something to be meisif. I don't remember the shiur from 9 years ago. Maybe I could taka be meisif something. So even if you heard it once, so first of all, chazara, and second of all, maybe ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. I want to begin with page one. Anybody need a copy of the sheets? Anybody have an extra copy? Are there any extra copies? If you don't have, please sit next to somebody who, because it's important that we're going to be working off the makoros. If you're sitting next to somebody, you could do a maisa chesed and share your sheet with somebody else. So I realized right away that I forgot to write on the top of the first page that the tshuva that I want to use as the point of departure comes from the Chayos HaTshuvas Chacham Tzvi. So I'm going to invite you to please inscribe that at the top of the first page. Chacham Tzvi, one of the great Gedolim at the turn of the 18th century, died in 1718. He published the Chayos HaTshuvas Chacham Tzvi in Amsterdam in 1710. I mention that because there is no date for this tshuva, but it's clear, obviously, that it was addressing a situation that came to him prior to 1710. Here's the issue, Mikandia Shebe Eretz Italia. She'ela, Bikila Kedosha Kandia, in a community in Italy, Minu Lechasin Torah Ish Echad, Shezeh Shonim Bihiyoso Tochama Pecha Shel Salonaki, Ne'epach Ledas Yishme'elim, Kishama Lekata Meshagoyim, Harishoim, So just a word of orientation to understand what's happening here. In 1665-1666, Shabtai Tzvi was announced as the Mashiach. And then 18 months later, due to a lot of pressure from the Sultan, he converted to Islam. During those few months when he was parading around pretty much most of the known world at that time, Jewish world at that time, as the Mashiach, Ruba de Ruba of Klal Yisrael were absolutely, totally caught up in the frenzy of the Messianic moment. Jews from London to Livorno, from Poland to Persia, mamish believed be'emuna shleima, not just someday that the Mashiach is going to come, afo pishi yismameya, but they believed mamish that the Mashiach has come and they were living in the Messianic era. Imagine the upset and the depression that attacked everyone when the Messiah became a convert to Islam. That's not supposed to happen. A Mashiach is not supposed to be a Meshumid, not supposed to be a mishumet to Islam. Most of the Jews who had firmly and fervently believed in him reluctantly recognized that they made a terrible, terrible mistake. There was a huge mashbeir in the community. But there were those who continued to believe. They were so caught up in the fervor of the messianic movement. They continued to believe in him, and they came up with all different kinds of post-conversion Sabbatean theologies to justify his conversions on Lishmeinin. He really isn't a Muslim. It looks like he's a Muslim. They had all kinds of ways to learn pshat in order to still continue to maintain belief in him. He died 10 years later in 1676. He died as a Muslim. He was buried as a Muslim. And Jews, some, continued to believe in him. In 1683, in Salonika, there were 300 Jewish families who were identified as Sabbatean who became Muslims. They decided at that time to follow in the footsteps of the Messiah, and to themselves, they should become Muslims. That's a huge number. This starts a group known as the Dunmeh, and the Dunmeh, actually, we have evidence of the continued existence of this group from 1683 well into the 20th century. So now we're talking about one of these people who was a member of one of the 300 families in 1683, who mamish was so geshvirna a Sabbatean, even after, not only after the apostasy, but after his death, such a geshvirna Sabbatean that he mamish became a Muslim. Kishama lakata mishagoyim harisham ha'maminim b'shabtai tzvi. The chasher chazra data ala v'nifkechu einav, when he came back to his senses and he opened up his eyes, v'ra'a kihem oven v'efes v'choma seyem tohu. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Aleph. Pasuk is hein kulam oven efes ma'aseyem ruach v'sohu niskehem. That he realized that it's in ganzen nothing, and it's a waste, and it's worthless, and it's nothingness. Chaza l'das emes v'asa tshuva nechona. So he was makir the emes, he did a proper tshuva, and he returned to the Jewish community as a Jew. Umenaz v'hala, and from then on, b'taris Hashem cheftzoy, v'noyeg b'yashrus, holech tomim, upo el tzedek, k'chol echav b'nei Yisrael ha-toivim v'ha-yisharim. And now, v'aliyit, wonderful Jew, toivim, yisharim, po el tzedek, he's a wonderful Jew. And this Jew was now invited to become the Chasan Torah in this community. V'yesh shekoru ir'ur, lomar she'eno ro'ui li'os Chasan Torah. Azayit, that at some point was so heretical that imamish became a Muslim, betachlis, even though he was chayzer b'tshuva, pasnished that such a Jew should be a Chasan Torah. This is the issue that was presented to the Chacham Tzvi at some point before the year 1710. Now, before we get into the answer of the Chacham Tzvi, we need to step back a little and take a look at a couple of Gemaras and a couple of Machlekes Rishonims, and then we'll be able to come back and appreciate the answer of the Chacham Tzvi. So we first have to take a look at the last eight psukim in the Torah. So on page 2, the last eight psukim in the Torah, in Perek Lamed Dalet, in Sefer Dvorim, in Pasuk Hey, begin, the last eight psukim begin, Vayamas Shem Moshe Eved Hashem, Pasuk Vav, Vayikbor Oisoi Bagai Be'eretz Moav, Pasuk Zayin, Moshe Ben Me'a Ve'esrim Shana B'moso, Pasuk Ches, Vayifku B'nei Yisrael Es Moshe. The last eight psukim in the Torah begin and continue with a description of the death of Moshe. Vayamas Shem Moshe Eved Hashem. With that, we now understand and we can appreciate two Gemaras, a Gemara in Bava Basra on page 3 and a Gemara in Menachos on page 4. So let's start with the Gemara in Bava Basra on page 3. Tezvav Amidalos, Omamar. Yoshua Kosav Sifro, this Gemara beginning already on Yudalad Amid Beis in Bava Basra through Tezvav Amid Aleph. The Gemara here is talking about the different authors of different books in the Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Gemara goes through who are the Mechaber, who are the authors of various books. So now we come to Amar Mar. Yoshua Kosav Sifro, Yoshua authored Sefer Yoshua, and Ushmone Sukim Sheba Torah. And he also wrote, he authored Kosav, who Kosav, the last eight Psukim in the Torah. Tanya Kamandi Yomar, Shmone Psukim Sheba Torah, Yoshua Kosvan. So which opinion reflects this, that Yoshua is the one who wrote the last eight Psukim? The Sanya, because we have the following Machlaikis. Pasuk says, Vayomos Shamosh Eved Hashem, we just saw it, eighth from the last Pasuk in the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Efshar Moshe Meis, our Girsi here is Meis, although it's in parenthesis, we'll see in Menachos, the word is Chai. But let's go with the Girsi that we have here. Efshar Moshe Meis, because of Vayomos Shamosh, but clearly he can't be alive if it describes that he died. But once he died, how can he write that he died? It's not Shaya. How could this be? Ella, how could a dead person write that the person died? Or, in the Girsa we'll see in Menachos, how could a live person write that he died? If he's still alive, then he didn't Vayomos Shamosh yet. So how could it be? There's something wrong here. There's something that doesn't compute. Azayfrek de Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Elo adkan kosav Moshe, mikan ve'elech kosav Yehoshua divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Va'amri lo Rabbi Nechemiah. So here's our opinion, that the last eight psukim in the Torah were written by Yehoshua. It's not shayach that Moshe Rabbeinu could have written them. Amar lo Reb Shimon, how could you say something like this? Efshar sefer Torah chosar ois achas. Uchsiv lokayach es sefer haTorah hazeh, dvarim lamed aleph pasuk chavav, lokayach es sefer haTorah hazeh. Sefer haTorah hazeh is, the assumption is, the implication is that it's a complete Torah, this, the totality of this Torah. So if it's a totality of this Torah, so the whole Torah must have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not possible that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped and somebody else wrote afterwards. So that, so can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote till the last eight, and Yeshua wrote the last eight. Elo adkan Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Omer veKosev Mikan veElech Hakadosh Baruch Hu Omer uMoshe Kosev bidema. So that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it in a different way. There are endless interpretations of what dema means. Let's just assume Pashtas, he wrote it with his tears, and they formed letters. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets the credit for writing it, but he didn't write it like he wrote the rest of the Sefer Torah. He wrote it in a different oifim. So it's not a stira for him to say, for him to write Vayomos Shamosh, because he's not writing it mamish Vayomos Shamosh. And it also maintains the integrity of the totality of the biblical text. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk. Okay, so now we have Yeshua Kosav Sifra Yishmarna Psukim Sheba Torah, that follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim, but Rabbi Shimon says, Staich, how could it be? What happened to the integrity of the entire Torah? Must be that there's another way how to resolve this problem, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it in a different way. He wrote it to them. Continues the Gemara, Kaman Ozla, Hoda Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Rabba Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Shmona psukim sheba Torah yochid koreyosan, lema Rab Yehuda hi. We have an opinion, and this is what I want to focus on, that the last eight psukim in the Torah have a specific character to them. And exactly what this means, we're going to see shortly, is a five-way machlekes rishonim, five different interpretations, but clearly the last eight psukim have a different character, have a different status. When it comes to the last eight psukim, we have to do something that we don't do for the previous thousands of psukim in the Torah. So it must be that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What gives it a different status? That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them, but Yoshua wrote them. Lema Rabbi Yehuda hi udolo kareb Shimon, and for the Gemara, no. Afilu tema Rabbi Shimon, hayo v'ishtanu v'ishtanu. That they're already different. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them so-called bedema, that already is enough to give these eight psukim. They were written, they were recorded differently than the rest of the Torah. So therefore they have a separate status. You don't have to come on to say that they were written by Yehoshua in order to recognize the uniqueness of these eight psukim. Look at Rashi, Lema Reb Yehudahi, The Amar Lo Kosva Moshe, that the opinion who says Yachid Kore Yosem, the Gemara's Havamina was, that it followed Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Amar Lo Kosva Moshe, but Yoshua wrote them. Lefichach Nishtanu Mishara Torah de Lo Kareb Shimin. And for the Gemara, no, it could follow Rabbi Shimon also. Hoel v'ishtanu lichsov b'dema ishtan. Atkan the Gemara in Bava Basra. Now let's take a look at the Gemara Menachis on page 4. Menachis Daf Lamed Amid Alf. The Gemara there has the same Gemara, but it's reversed. The top of page 4. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba. It's about halfway down from the top of page 4, Menachas Lamed Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Gidol Amar Rav, Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah, Yochid Koreoson, Bebeis HaKnesses. So now we have a word, Bebeis HaKnesses. Kiman, like who does this opinion go, that these last 8 Psukim have a different character? Kiman to look, Reb Shimon. Must be that it doesn't follow the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Tanya, because we learn, Vayomas Shamosha Eved Hashem. Efsha Moshe Chai. See here the gear says Chai. Efsha Moshe Chai. The Kosav Ayomas Shamosha. Elo Adkan Kosav Moshe. Ikan Ve'elech Kosav Yoshua bin Nun Divre Rabbi Yehuda Ve'amri Lo Rabbi Nechemia. Amri Reb Shimon Efsha Sefer Torah Chosar Reis Achas Ay Yuchsiv Lakayach Sefer Torah Azeh V'samta Moisoy. Elo Adkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Kosev Ve'omer. Mikan ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Kosev Bedema. Quotes the Pasuk. Skip 2 lines. Lema delo k'Reb Shimon. That the opinion who says Shmarna Psukim Shabbatar who follows Reb Yehuda. And not like Reb Shimon, because Reb Yehuda is the one who says that Moshe did not write them. If the Gemara filu temer Reb Shimon, Hayil ve'ishtani ishtani. You can follow Reb Shimon also. Shimon says that it was Bedema. And that enough, that alone is enough in order to be Mechalek between these 8 psukim and everything else. Now the issue that I don't want to get into, but I just want to briefly draw your attention on page 5, is the whole parshanut question. And the question about, like, what are you talking about? I mean, what do you mean that Moshe Rabbeinu, they're parts of the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write? This is hugely, hugely problematic and complicated. The Ibn Ezra, on the right side of page 5, that accepts the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Daiti, Ki Mizeh HaPasuk Kos of Yoshua. You notice he already even says it beginning earlier, that Yoshua Taka wrote it. Rabbeinu Bechai is very upset with the Ibn Ezra. He quotes the Ibn Ezra, and he says the reason why the Ibn Ezra had to say this, the next entry in the Rabbeinu Bechai, at the end of the third line, Hutzrach Lefarish Kein, Lefi Shekosha Be'enov, Sheyichtov Moshe Misoso Gvuroso Ve'eno Emes. And Rabbeinu Bechai has a whole mahalach to Ratava that it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu could have written it and actually could have written it straight, and you don't have to come on to the Ibn Ezra. The Arachayim to me is most interesting because the Arachayim really addresses this question, because this issue about the complete writing of the Torah, that there are things that the Torah includes that were not written by Moshe, was an issue in Christian and Muslim polemics against the Jews, that the Jews were accused, especially under Islam, of falsifying the scripture. And here we're saying that they falsified the scripture because they hand off something as if it was written all the way by Moshe. We tainted that the whole thing was written by Moshe. Now we're saying it's not written by Moshe. It's a very, very dangerous, slippery slope. And now it's giving a pisch and peh to those who want to accuse us. And the Or HaChaim is sensitive to the confusion, to the theological confusion that this results in. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Or HaChaim is sensitive to the theological confusion, and he's very concerned. But that's a whole separate issue. I'm not interested now in who wrote it. I'm interested in the halachic discussion of what does it mean, Yachid Kore Osa. And there's a huge literature on this from a parshanut perspective. So now let's go to Lerm Shad. What does it mean, Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah Yachid Kore Osa? So we have to go back and take a look at the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, what does Yachid Kore Osa mean? Look at Rashi. We have Rashi, we have Tosfos, we have the Rambam, we have the Rima Gash, and we have the Mordechai. And I want to work through each one of them to get finally to the Mordechai. The Mordechai is the Baal HaMemra for us. Zot Rashi, Yachid Kore Yosam, Bava Basra, in the middle of the Yamid, Yachid Kore Yosam, Klomar Ein Mafsikin Bahen. Ein Mafsikin Bahen means that we're not Mafsik. You can't call two people up to these last day Psukim. Normally, we know that if it's you have a Parsha here and a Parsha there, and you have eight Psukim in the middle, so you could break it up. You could break it up 3 and 5. You could break it up 4 and 4. You could break it up 5 and 3. There are all kinds of options about how to break it up. Kumtzigein Rashi, Shmoina Psukim, these 8 Psukim, it's not an option to break them up. Same Rashi in Menachis on page 4. Shmoina Psukim Ivayomas Moshe, Yochid Koreosam, says Rashi, Odom Echad Koran, Ve'ein Mafsik Beinehem, Kedei La'amod Acher Velikros. We don't make a hefsit. You don't have a sheet, Rabbi Wien. You know it by heart. Okay, you don't need the sheet. Okay. We don't allow somebody else to be kore. One person has to read the whole thing. As I zot Rashi. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam. It's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, and it's a Tosfos in Menachos. Let's look at, you could look at either one, but let's start with Bava Basra. Dibra maschel shmona psukim shabbat Torah. Rabbeinu Meshulam haya matzrich mikan likros la'echad osan ches psukim shalo yikra imo shaliach tzibur. Normally, we have a custom that we have a balkaira, and the balkaira reads, but the halacha is, and it actually is a halacha, that the ole should read along with the balkore. You have to read it softly. You can't read it out loud. You have to read it very softly. Trei kolu lo mishtami, but you have to read along. Just parenthetically, I heard a very interesting story about Rav Soloveitchik. I spent my graduate school years in the Talmud Beis Medrash, and the Rav would daven there all the time. When the Rav had an aliyah, the Rav belted out. He read along with the Baal Kair, and sometimes he was so enthusiastic that he leaned even louder, and he just got caught up in the laning. And there was a fellow who was an Arminian who went to YU, who told me that once, when he came to YU many, many years ago, so there was a minyan in Morg, and the Rav would come to Davin on the days that he was in his room there. And there was a freshie from Buffalo who was laning. And the freshie from Buffalo lanes, and they called the Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Soloveitchik starts to do what he did. He just get carried away. So the freshie stopped, and he said to him in the middle of lane, he said, "Listen, mister, either you read or I read." That's it. Yeah, mommy, she didn't have a clue. You're like, mommy, she didn't have a clue. So it's like fascinating story. "Listen, mister, you know what? You want to read, you can read, but this can't do this." Okay, anyway, so the halacha is normally the halacha is that that the Ola reads. Comes again, Rabbeinu Meshulam, and says, no, not for the last day Psukim. For the last day Psukim, only the Ola reads. There is no Baal Kore. Harab Meshulam haya matzrich mikan likros la'echad osan ches Psukim shalo yikra imo shaliach tzibur. And Rabbeinu Tam gets very upset because he says that originally it was always such a practice. And even originally, it was only one person used to read. It was only later on when we instituted a Baal Kore, but it was always the Ola who would always read. So why is this different? So long Arichas, Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rabbeinu Meshulam, and basically he concludes for Omer Rabbeinu Tam. We're now still in Bava Basra. Tezvav the Amramaschol Shmona Psukim Shabbat Torah. The Yachid Kore below Afsaka. So lo Yikru Ushnayim Zedalad Psukim VeZedalad. He ends up just like Rashi. And we have the same Tosfos in Menachos, and we actually have the same Tosfos in Masachas Megillah on the Chafalo Famidbeis, which is at the bottom of page 4. So the second opinion is the opinion of Rabbeinu Meshulam that Yachid Korei Osan means by himself. Rashi's opinion is one person reads all 8. The opinion of Rabbeinu Meshulam is one person, only one person reads, they don't read it with a Balkari. Which brings us now to the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam on the left-hand side of page 5 is fascinating. In Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel. Paskin to Rambam. Shmona Psukim. Shebesof HaTorah. Mutter Likros Osam Bebeis HaKnesses. Bepachas Me'asar. You don't need a minyan for the last 8 psukim. What is yachid korei osam? Yachid means as opposed to tzibur, not as opposed to a balkaira, not as opposed to 2 people reading these 8 psukim, but it means you could read it pachas me'asar. Afal pi shehakol torahi, u'moshe mipi hagavura amaram, even though it's all Torah. And Moshe said it mi pi agvura, so 9 afkamina, the last 8 psukim. Hoel umashmo'on sheheim achar misas Moshe, hare nishtanu. Something is different here. Something has changed. And therefore, lefichoch mutter liyochid likros osan. So yochid korei osan means you don't need to have a minyan. I saw in a sefer called Mibes Midrasho Shel Harav, Shiurim of Rav Soloveitchik, that he's trying to figure out, so according to the Shitas HaRambam, so how many do you need? He said it's inconceivable that the Rambam would say that one person alone is enough. One person, last man standing, that's it. One person could read, it can't be. So he said, L'chayrit should be at least a mezumen, at least you should have 3. Maybe you should have Rov Tzibur. And he quoted from the Zayda Reb Chaim that L'shitas HaRambam is you need 9. You don't have to have a minyan, but you need 9. And he asks, he doesn't know where the 9 came from. What's the rationale for 9? I hope to be able to address that parenthetically going forward. But it's an interesting question. The Rambam who says that you don't need a minyan, so does that mean it's open season, or even one person? Not likely. 3, maybe Rove, according to Reb Chaim, you need 9. Kuntzegein the Ravid and Shchait Gevalt on the Rambam. Shmarna Psukim Sheba Torah, Ad Mutter Liyachid Lekros, and Kosev HaRavid, Lo Shamanu Dovar Zeh Meola. We never heard of such a thing. We never heard of such a thing, that you don't need a minyan to lay in the last 8 Psukim in the Torah. Lo shamanu dover zemeyola. Umasha amru yachid koreyoson. So what do they mean when the Gemara says yachid koreyoson? It means lo marsha eno mafsik bohen. It means like Rashi, that you don't make a hefsik in the middle. One person has to read all the psukim. V'hochi isa biyushami b'megillah. There's a whole many trees have been felled by achrayim to try to understand what does the Ravid mean. By Vahachi Isa Biyushami B'Megillah. Okay. Ubamakomos Halalu, the Ravid lived in Provence, in southern France. Ubamakomos Halalu Noagim, Sheha'olim Likros Batora, Hu Levado Kore, Ve'ein Hachazon Kore Imo. So who's that Shita? That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Meshul. Umashe Kosav, last final point of the Ravid, who inyan zorus hu ma'od v'hatzibur heichan holchu. Where did they go? Till now, you had a minyan. Till the last 8 psukim, you had a minyan. Right, so today we know. Right, we know where they went. Went to make kiddush, that's where they went. But the Ravid can't figure it out. Like, what happened to the tzibur? Till the last 8 psukim, they had a tzibur, and all of a sudden, there's Nelam Gavorin the tzibur. The Kesef Mishnah addresses the Ravid's objections, and he does so in a very interesting way. First, he quotes Shmoneh Psukim on the left side of the page, all the way on the left side, and he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes Rashi. And he quotes the Rambam. And then he quotes the Raifid. Atkan Lashona. So about almost halfway down that little paragraph. Number one. Mashakos of Lo Shomanu. What's the first objection of the Raifid? Lo Shomanu Dover Zemeola. Zokta Kesef Nishna. Zokmir Meichel Zayn. The fact that you never heard of it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Ain't no kusha. That's not a kasha. Lo Shomanu. Okay. I'm sorry for you that you never heard of it, but the Halakha Rambam says, so if you do it a little more research, you'll hear of it. What do you mean, loy shamanu? That doesn't impress the Kesef Mishnah. Second of all, Masha Kesef v'mekoymes halolu noagu, kloma shebekriya satora nogu sheachasen korei v'lo ha'ola, v'bishmona psukim halolu nogu sheor kolu levado, v'nire shataymo mipnei sheim mefarshim, dainu diyomer av gidl yachid koriosim bebeis ha'kneses, klomar levado. This is the Rabbeinu Meshulam. V'gam zeh ha'perish yitoche. Kutaka bi. Even though Tosfos is very upset, Tosfos in Bava Basra, Tosfos in Menachos, Tosfos in Megillah, three Tosfos in the same claim against the Rabbeinu Meshulam, Kesef Mishnah is not nespoil, it could be. Last thing. U'mashe kosav shehu inyon zorus, yesh lomar, what happened to the tzibur? V'yeshlom ed mashkachas lo, shehoyu asor bebeis ha'kneses, v'yotzo echad mehem. Such a modna zach v'atzibur heichan holchu. One guy had to go away. So they had just b'tzimtzum, they had 10. And then one of them had to leave. It happens. It happened. He had to go out. So is ice tzibur. Oh, shalohayu b'beis ha'kneses ela. Tess. There were only 9 to begin with, which means that they couldn't lane at all until the last day psukim. So it's not pshat that they laned until now a gezinta gishmaka laning and then nelem gevorn the tzibur. They never had a tzibur. So they couldn't lane. But now, for the last day psukim, let's roll out the Torah and let's lane, because the shitas harambam is that you don't need a minion. Notice in the Kesef Mishnah, by Meir Lichten copy the Zayde Reb Chaim, and I just was struck by this formulation. Oh, shalohayu bebeis hakneses ela tes. Why didn't say ela zayin? Why didn't say ela vav? Tes lechoira, and I really am treading on thin ice here, but lechoira, there's an inyan in tes, that less than tes, it didn't even occur to him that it might be shayach. So maybe this might be the makor for Reb Chaim, I don't know. But meanwhile, the Kesef Mishnah is not nispoil from the Raivid's objection to the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah actually, like the Raivid, buttresses the opinion of Rabbeinu Mishul. It's also interesting that there's a lot of Achreinish raid on the pshat of the Rambam, when the Rambam says, V'atzibur heichon holchu. When the Rambam says that you don't need a tzibur, and the Ravid says va'tzibur heichan holchu, and the Kesef Mishnah says, what do you mean va'tzibur heichan holchu? Maybe one guy had to leave. That the pshat va'tzibur heichan holchu doesn't mean physically where did the tzibur go, but they interpreted it as what happened to the din of tzibur, what happened to the requirement, where did that go? Where did the chiyuv of tzibur go? Not a lemaisa hechatimtza about what happened to the people who were standing there. But the Ravid can't understand that Amasha Kosavu Inyan Zoros Humaod Vahatzibur. The notion of Tzibur, the concept of Kriya Satur B'Tzibur, where did that go? How could you just dispense with that for the last episode? So we have now Rashi, we have Rabbeinu Meshulam, and we have the Rambam. Now we come to the... Let's go to page 6 and let's look at the Shita Mekubetzes on the bottom right of page 6. Shita number 4 in Yachid Korei Osa. Shita Mekubetzes Bavavasra Tezvav Shmona Psukim Shebatori Yachid Korei Osa. Klomar HaKorei Psukim Shelifnehem Eno Rasho'i Ligmor Atzof HaTorah. Yochid Koriyosa means you can't have somebody who leaned before, who had the Aliyah before, go from before the last day of Sukkim all the way through and finish till the end of the Torah. Shenimtza kore Masha Kosav Moshe im Masha Kosav Yehoshua. You can't, Yachid Kore Yosef means you have to have one person designated, a new person designated for these Psukim. And you can't have the person who leaned from the previous section continue all the way till the end. Elo mafzik va'ola acher v'korei psukim elu b'fnei atzman k'dei she'yehi nikr shelo kosvan Moshe elo Yehoshua. So it's when we say yachid korei Yosef, it means we need a unique individual who has to read this section and must begin with the last psukim and can't continue from the previous. The last one, and the one that's most relevant for us, is the Mordechai, on the top right of page 6. The Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Mordechai quotes Rashi, Va'ani Shamati, five lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, Yachid Talmud Chacham. What's that, Yachid? It's Achashev Yid, a Yachid. Where does that come from? Kedam Rinan, Lo kol harotze lasos atzmo yochid ose. You can't just make yourself into a yochid. A yochid means somebody who has a special status. That's what yochid is. V'haya min hagan likros hagadol kodem. So they would give somebody who is like a cut above, somebody who is like in a higher status, somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. So Yachid means a distinguished person. Shmoyne Psukim Sheba Torah, Mordechai, Yachid Korei Yosan, which is the Makor, in the Mordechai, is the Makor for Chasen Torah. That when Mechabed, somebody in Chasen Torah, who's a Pesashtikala different, Pesashtikala better, Pesashtikala, you fill in whatever you want to fill in. Now with this Hakdama, and especially now having come to the Mordechai, now we can go back to the Chacham Tzvi's answer. Now we can understand and appreciate what the Chacham Tzvi wanted to do all the way back on page 1. So you remember the question was, Baal Tshuva, who at one point was a Sabbatian, who mamish became a Muslim, and then he was Chozer B'Tshuva, and they were mechabed him in Italy to be Chasen Torah, and there were some who are ma'arer and say pasnish that such a person should be the Chasen Torah. Tshuva zokta Chacham Tzvi, back to page 1. Nir lani is daiti, the ein bedivrei hama'arerim mamish. There's no reason whatsoever for this person not to have Chasen Torah. That those who have a taina have no basis. The Afla Hasayvrim, even those who say the Kaihain Shehe Mir Vachazar Bichuveno no Sekapov, we have such a concept that if somebody becomes a Meshumet, even though they become a Baal Tshuva, but they bring their tainted status with them, and it has implications even for their current status. So for example, the Kayin Shehemir, even though he was Chazar Bichuva Eno no Sekapov, it's not similar to that, because there they have a special limud. There's a special limud, there's a special reason why when it comes to Kayan no se kapav. V'chein apostolim shliach tzibur a few lines later, sheheimir, afim chazar b'tshuva, so there are those, there's a shita that says that about davening for the Amid, if you convert and now you come back, so there's also a shtikala problem, he says it's also not relevant because there's a special limud relevant to that. Avol, the Korei Batorah, but for somebody to read the Torah, we're not talking now about a Kayan Teduchin, and we're not talking about a Shliach Tzibur, we're talking about a Baal Korei, Lo Be'inon, V'lo Kapdinon Ahanach Mili. And we're not Makbid. Of course, Ela Shebehiyo So Ome Berisho, Kolzmanis Taka on the other side, Einachon Lekroso LeTorah. Ula Rasha Amar Elokim Malucha LeSefer Chuki, of course. He's a Meshumid, you're not going to call him up. Ava b'Baal Tshuva, but now he's back. Ava b'Baal Tshuva lo ola alev adam me'olam lemono mi lekros b'Torah. It's a Baal Tshuva, avoy le'yit, embrace him, bring him in, good to go, 100% he could be the Chasen Torah. V'chitem, and if you're going to say Hanach Psukim Shaini, if you're going to say, well, maybe that's true with regard to all Bal Kriya, Bal Kore, for the rest of the Torah. Aye, you're going to tell me maybe for the last eight Psukim it's in a different category, Dham, or Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Shemarne Psukim Sheba Torah Yachid Kore Osam Upirish B'Mordechai. And the Mordechai said, Shepirish Yachid Haino Talmud Chacham, Uchida Amrinon Lo Kol Harotz Elasa Osatzmo Yachid Osa. So you're going to bring me a tainer from the Mordechai that these eight psukim have a different status, and yochid here means a Talmud Chacham, so maybe it doesn't pass for this former Jew, former Muslim, now current Jew, to become a Chasan Torah. Shtei tshuvas bedavar. I'll give you two reasons why it's not relevant. Chada, shekol haposkim chalukim al peirush zeh. Everybody disagrees with the Mordechai. Right, we went through Rashi, we went through Tosfos, we went through the Rambam, we went through the Rima Gash, and they're all summarized by the Meiri, one after another after another. And finally, oh, there's a favor from the Mordechai and the Aluch Ketanis in the back of Menachis. When are we paskin like the Mordechai? So relax, we don't paskin like the Mordechai. The Ruba of the Rishonim disagree with the Mordechai. Kol ha-poiskim chalukim ha-peirusim. Vaidi says, the Mordechai makes no sense. And here's the lumdus. He says, the Mordechai simply is mufrach from the Gemara itself. It can't be that the Mordechai is right. Not just that the Mordechai is outvoted, but the Mordechai doesn't make any sense. And basically, the argument is as follows. How does the Gemara get into the discussion about Shemana Pesukim Shebatara Yachid Korei Osam? What's the context? The context is that these eight psukim are in a different status. Because it says, Vayomas Shom Moshe. How could Moshe write it? So what's the answer? Yoshua wrote it. Or, he wrote it, but he didn't write it. According to either of these two interpretations, says the Chacham Tzvi, these last eight psukim have a bigger chashivas than the rest of the Torah, or a lesser chashivas than the rest of the Torah. L'chaira, they have a lesser chashivas than the rest of the Torah. The rest of the Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Was written by Moshe Rabbeinu flat out, straight. The last eight psukim, wonderful. But he's not Moshe Rabbeinu. It's one notch down. So the last eight psukim, the whole Gemara, whether it's Yeshua Kosva or Moshe Kosva Bedema, there is something of somewhat, and you have to be very careful, somewhat of a lesser. Because it wasn't written by Moshe, or it wasn't written fully by Moshe. And now comes again the Mordechai, and says, here we make a big yomtiv for these eight psukim, we're going to call the Talmud Chacham. Why? Adarabba. They would appear to have less chashivus than the rest of the Torah. So the Chacham Tzvi schlugs up the Mordechai from the context of the Gemara itself. And therefore he concludes the Chacham Tzvi at the top right of page 3, concludes the Chacham Tzvi that we absolutely are allowed to have page 3, we absolutely are allowed to call this person to be the Chasan Torah, no question. Don't worry about the Mordechai is outvoted, don't worry about the Mordechai, because the Mordechai is mufrach mineyu bey from the Gemara. That's what the Chacham Tzvi taines. Fa'afim banu lochush, top right page 3, this is the end of this section in the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. Even if we want to be choshish for the Takana of Rabbi Leo Kapsali, cited in the Knesset HaGadola, the second half of this paragraph, Shetiken bi'iro, shelo yusaimu ha'torah, elu choshuv shebi'ir, even if you want to be choshish and say you have to have a choshuv, a person should be the one who should conclude the Torah, ein ze moneya ha'isha lo ze mi mitzvah zu, this is not going to preclude this Jew from getting this kibud. Ki b'mokim alei tshuva imdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichayilim lamo. If you it has to be a chashuv of a person, v'chashuvim heim lefnei amokim yisbaruch. Who's more chashuv than he? Adarabba. He's a bal tshuva. We just finished Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He's a bal tshuva. He's greater than you are. So if you talk about a chashuv a yid, mi lanu yaser chashuv from this yid, says the Chacham Tzvi. So therefore, he's all over this. to be able to welcome this Jew back and be mechabed him with this aliyah, which has come to be an important aliyah, to be a chashuv aliyah, and not a problem. There's really no reason for it to be a chashuv aliyah. We don't paskin like the Mordechai, and the Mordechai anyway doesn't make sense. Now we go back to page 6, and I want to wrap up. Kumtz again, Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, and attacks the Chacham Tzvi. So for those of you who know anything about the 18th century Jewish history, this is extraordinary. But it's not as extraordinary as you might think. So you know that in 1750, when Rabbi Yonason became the chief rabbi of Hamburg, living in Hamburg at that time was Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, and by 1751, Segevein La Yehudim, when Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, who happens to be the son of the Chacham Tzvi, went after Rabbi Yonason and he attacked him and accused him of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi. That unleashed a monsoon of controversy in the Jewish community, from which the Jewish community never really recovered. Anybody who was anybody wasn't Cherem, because the pro-Rab Yaakov Emdin forces put the pro-Rab Yonason forces in Cherem. The pro-Rab Yonason put the pro-Rab Yaakov Emdin. If you were not in Cherem, it was a busha, because it meant that you were nobody, like, you don't have to be Mesiachas. They were running, put me in Cherem. I also want. And it was horrible. It was horrible. The whole rabbin authority and the appreciation for rabbis just plummeted at that time, and it's not a coincidence that this was shortly followed by Enlightenment and the Reform movement, v'chulei v'chulei. Before Rabbi Yonason came to Hamburg in 1750, where he served as the chief rabbi till he was nifter in 1766, for 10 years he was the chief rabbi of Metz. Metz then, today it's in France, it was always in France, very chashuv, one of the most prime pulpits and chashuv kehilos in the 18th century was the community in Metz. Today it's a shadow. Today it's really a shadow. I was in Metz 3-4 months ago. Very sweet rabbi, very nice shul. It's just hanging by half a minion. In this time, in the middle of the 18th century, it was one of the most powerful chashuv kehilos in all of Europe, and the chief rabbi was Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason, as the chief rabbi, used to give drushes. And we have the drushes that he gave as the chief rabbi in Metz, published in 2 volumes. It's called Yaros Dvash. And in 1744, he gave a drush. It's on the left-hand side of page 6, printed in the first chelik of Yaros Dvash. It's Drusha Dalit. This is 6 years before he ended up going to Hamburg, where he butted heads with the son of the Chacham Tzvi. But the Chacham Tzvi had a very profound reputation, and everybody knew the shittas of the Chacham Tzvi, and Rabbi Yonason quotes the Chacham Tzvi's objection to the Mordechai and disagrees and rativiz the Mordechai. So there's a machlekes here between Rabbi Yonason and the Chacham Tzvi to understand the legitimacy or the veracity of the Mordechai's opinion. So on the left-hand side of page 6, he quotes the Gemara. The context here will take us too far afield, how he ended up in this particular inyan on a drasha that he gave on the seventh day of Av in the year 1744. Quotes the Gemara, he quotes the Mordechai. Umizep, notice how he quotes the Mordechai, Perisha Mordechai, Yachid, Umesuyim Bedor, Rosh Hador. He ups the ante in the Lashon of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, Yachid means a Talmud Chacham. For Rabbi Yonason, it's like Mamish, like the greatest of the great. The Mesuyim, the Yachid Umesuyim Bedor, the Rosh Hador, should be the one who should become the Chasen Torah. Mizeh Pashat Aminek Chasen Torah, Shehu Lahakore Bo Lechavod V'Tiferes. Aye, the Gemara undermines the Mordechai, because the Mordechai says it's a chashev aliyah, and the Chaora from the Gemara, Yachid Kori El Son, it's because Yoshua wrote it, or Moshe wrote it with them, it's not as chashev l'chaora. Ube'emes lo kashyamidi. He says, I'll explain to you exactly why the last day psukim in the Gemara are dafka the most chashev. And he says as follows. Ki atam sheyesh la'adam nichbad l'krosa. I'll tell you the reason why a very chashev a person has to read it. Do yadua mashakosav poskim, tam, the lama kohen o adam chashev korei rishon, the achron gam ken mishubach. Why is it that the kohen is a chashev aliyah? And achron, in the olden days for sure, was a chashev aliyah. Why the first aliyah and the last aliyah? Mishon de bizman ha-talmud, ha-rishon mevarech bracha rishona, ve-ha-achron mevarech achrona. It's a Gemara Megillah, that this minah that we have every Yola makes lefonel achre is a later custom. Gzer mishum ha-nechnasin and mishum ha-yotzim. But originally, the first one, Ola made the first bracha, the opening bracha, and the last one made the closing bracha, and everybody else walked up, lane, sat down, walked up, lane without any brachas. Ve'emtsoyim lo hayu mevarechim klal. Ve'lokach, nishe mevarech, yesh lios chashev bekohol. So you want a chashev a person to be the mevarech. The first one and the last one are cut above because they're the ones who are reciting the brach. And he quotes, and it says in Masechet Sofrim, kol parsha shebetorah, harishon mevarech lefanav, ve'achron la'achrav, chutz b'ches psukim shebetorah, shehakorei oson mevarech lefneim ulacharei. The Masechet Sofrim says that there's a separate category of these last eight psukim, because here what happens is the person who finished the previous aliyah ends, says the ending bracha, and now the person that they call up for the last eight psukim, unlike any other time anywhere in the Torah, that person recites the beginning bracha and the end bracha. V'imkeimuzeatam, because that person is going to write the beginning, is going to recite the beginning and the end. Yesh la adam nechbad lekroso lehiyoso marbe bebrachos. If normally the first ola and the last ola have to be special because they're the ones who are making the first bracha and the last bracha, so here, this person who's reading the last day psukim has to be special because he's going to make the first bracha and the last bracha. Ah, chagufa tzorech tam, lama yivarech lefneim. Why do we make an exception? Why does the Masechet Sofer make an exception for these last day psukim? V'lo yetze bebracha shabirach ha-koyim bereish dos ha-bracha. Why don't we follow standard operating procedure? Why do we have to make a new bracha at the haschala of the last day psukim? Lefi ma shekosavti nicha. You know why? The Moshe lo kosvo. V'imkein kodim v'yomas Moshe nishlam zos ha-bracha. The section of a zos ha-bracha that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu ends right at the end of Pasuk Dalet. It ends right before v'yomas shel Moshe. V'zehu me'inyon acher shehosef Yoshua. Now we have an addendum. We have an additional section that Yoshua was Mosif. V'lokach tiknu bracha miyuchedes l'funeu li'achareah. That's why they made a separate bracha, because it has a separate category, because it's not like everything else. So zokt Reb Yonason, the fact that Yoshua wrote it gives it more chashivas, because the fact that Yoshua wrote it is the reason why we have to have a separate bracketing of this section with brachas. If that's the case, giving somebody the part to make the bracha is more chashuv, so we should give this person who has to make the bracha for this section, for these eight, we should give that person more. V'zeo divrei ha-gemara, k'man oz l'ach d'yochid kori yosan. Look, the man d'yamro says Yoshua wrote it. V'im kein tzrichim bracha lefneim, k'ma shekosu v'masecha sofrim, v'lokach yesh la'adam nechbad l'kros. So we have a very interesting conceptual machlokes here between Rabbi Yonason and the Chacham Tzvi as to whether or not the Mordechai is mufrach from the Gemara. The Chacham Tzvi argues he's mufrach from the Gemara because the Gemara would appear that it's not as chashuv. So why is he giving dafka a Talmud Chacham that aliyah? And according to Rabbi Yonason, it dafka does have chashivas. The fact that Yoshua wrote it puts it in a different category and it has particular chashivas. I just want to end, and I don't have time to read it on page 7. There's a lot of material on this. From a Sefer Kli Chemda Al HaTorah by Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky. So Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky was one of the greatest gedolim into the 20th century. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in the Gerer Yeshiva in Warsaw, which was the most powerhouse yeshiva at the beginning of the 20th century. We don't really know him. We don't know enough about him, and we should. He was a towering powerhouse genius in Talmud Chacham. He has a sefer Klei Chemda Ala Torah, and he suggests the following. He says, you'll read it on page 7, we don't have time to... He quotes the Chacham Tzvi, he quotes the Aris Dvash, he goes after the Aris Dvash. It's a Leibedik, there's a whole Shalsheles here. But essentially he says as follows, you know why we give a special person the Chassan Torah? We give a special person a Chassan Torah, and this I want to say, L'shvach of your rabbi. We give a special person a Chassan Torah because we dafka want to show that even after Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Mesorah continues. That Yehoshua wrote it. And the fact that Yehoshua wrote it, yeah, Yehoshua is not as great as Moshe, but it's in the Torah. It's still part of Chamisho Chamshei Torah. That the death of Moshe Rabbeinu did not signal the end of the capacity of Halacha and of the Jewish people to be able to continue. That in every generation we have poskim and we have rabbanim and we have people who can carry the torch. And it's symbolized by Yehoshua. The fact that Yehoshua wrote it, and the fact that it's in the Torah, and the fact that there was a Yehoshua, that means that there's a Hemshach even after the Misa of Moshe. And in every generation there are Yehoshuas. And in every generation there are rabbis, and there are poskim, and there are rabbinic authorities who take that responsibility to be able to continue. And it's not the end. The death of Moshe is not the end. The death of Moshe is only the beginning. And we symbolize that by having the great leaders of the generation. And he uses Rabbi Yonason's Lashon, that it's not just Talmud Chacham, but the special Chashev Yidden in the generation to be able to have that Aliyah to demonstrate that they are now themselves carrying the mantle and the torch of the continuity of the Mesorah. And therefore there is a significant Inyan, Dafka, unlike the Chacham Tzvi Yutayna, that the Mordechai has no basis. Mordechai has a basis, but it's a different kind of a basis. It's a basis to show that Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, that the continuity of the Jewish people is assured by the leadership of every single generation, by the leadership of rabbinic leaders in every single generation. I wish all of you a Freilich in Yamtiv, and we should be zoche to be able to continue to appreciate the great rabbis that we have and the continuity of our tradition.
I thought of another husband, Rav Chaim, on the non-sukkah, that...